If you want to make your move, you gotta play it cool. Now, what's that rule?
Play it cool.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're here this morning with our good friends Steve and Gina Kep from Advance Home Systems. You've heard me talking about them for years and years as it relates to saving money on your summer cooling bill with their management computer, which I happen to have on every property I own, and you should as well. One of the things that scares people, Steve, when we talk about managing their power consumption is getting on the right plan. And we feel like for the great majority of homeowners in their own home, they should be on a demand type power plan.
Correct.
Charges you one rate for power in a peak slot and then one much lower rate off peak. And then what scares people about that is that the utility companies then add what's called a demand charge. And, you know, you have two air conditioners and a pool pump turn on within 5 minutes of each other on peak. You could hit a pretty high peak, even if it only lasts for a little while. And then that high peak is what the utility company charges you, surcharges you, for the entire month.
Right.
So managing demand is scary to most homeowners.
It is, because they envision, you'll have to shut off my air conditioners and I'll definitely notice this, and I can't dry clothes and I can't cook and all the things that you would imagine. However, the truth once you have it on your house is you keep your house at a very cool temperature. Cooler the better, that's up to you. Set your thermostat, leave it. You should never notice our equipment shutting anything off. It'll shut your water heater off, but you'll never notice it because it comes back on as you're using hot water. You'll never be without hot water. It may shut off air conditioners and bring them back on, but never to the point where your house warms up and is uncomfortable. It should never be brought to your attention that it's even on the house.
Yeah, and when you fully understand the strategy of this buying off peak and keeping demand low, it's the wave of the future. All utility companies all across the country are going to be distributing their power.
Absolutely. Just like in Europe, that's the only way they distribute power, is those three factors, on-peak, off-peak, and demand. And so, yeah, that's another one where I think the consumer should embrace these demand rates, because the beauty of a demand rate is the power is very inexpensive. Back to the 1960s, they're saying use all the power you want. Just watch what happens during these five-hour period of time that not all of your appliances come on together and drain our system or strain our system.
And the energy management computer manages that
automatically.
You don't even have to think about it.
Correctly.
Okay.
Correct.
So one of the things that I like to tell people in trying to save money is before you spend thousands of dollars on the things you heard about at the home show that are going to save you. And they always talk about, some of them have gotten smart. They used to always say, save on your electric bill, save on your electric bill. And Steve, I think you and I are due some of the credit for getting them to quit saying that. They're saving on their cooling bill. Is a much different bill. I tell people, look at your March bill. Look at your October bill. That's probably your lowest, flattest load you're going to have all year long.
Correct. March is at rest. That's when you're not air conditioning, you're not heating. It's your base load for your house to operate.
Your lights, your cooking, your TV, your computers. So the March load, take a look at it. Then take a look at your highest load in July, August, or September. The difference is your cooling bill.
Yes. And surprisingly, when people look at that, they find out, I don't really use that much more power. I mean, you do because you're air conditioning, but what occurs in the summer is they increase the electric rates by 30%. So it appears your bill went up because of your air conditioner, when in fact the rates go up 30% in the summer months.
I don't think many people know that either.
No.
No. The utility companies are allowed to up their rate. I'm sorry, about the beginning of the cooling season.
May 1st.
Yeah.
Until November 1st.
So that's where homeowners develop the attitude, I want to beat the band.
Right. Yes. That's where it comes from.
And you can. And you can do it by spending much less probably than you think you have to. Don't wait to spend $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 on cutting your electric bill to give an installer of an advanced home system energy management computer a chance to get installed at your house and see what you can save just right out of the get-go. And they'll make sure you're on the right purchasing plan and get you all set up. It all comes with the price of the installation. So, Steve, Gina, thanks a million for joining us as we try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
I agree, Rosie. Thank you very much to have us on the show, and it's so good to have you back.
Let's cover one more thing. People accuse me of being a power hog because I use this strategy and that I'm going to cause APS and everybody else to start building other power plants. It's quite the opposite.
It is definitely the opposite. I like to talk to people when they say that because you, when you do that, are going so far out of your way to have that grid run efficiently so they don't have to increase power costs. So, no, and your usage is not that much more than a person that raises and lowers thermostats all day long. So, absolutely no, you're doing one of the best things you can, in my opinion, for the environment and longevity of our power system.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve.